Welcome to Surviving the Big Race,
your go-to podcast for all things Big Brother, Survivor, and the Amazing Race. This is your host, Ashby.
And I'm Eddie.
Welcome back to another episode.
Hello, you guys. Oh, it's been so good. This week has been crazy.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Well, like, let's go ahead and jump into it.
So we
have our famous wall competition as the HOH this week, and I love this competition. I think it's so funny.
How well do you think you would do on this competition? Because I love this competition, too, and I feel like I would do good until they start spraying me with stuff.
Yeah, like once the stuff hits your hands, it's going to be hard to hold on. I feel like that would be the hardest part.
I feel like when first time something flies into my mouth, I'm done.
Sometimes
they can hit hard in the face.
Yeah, it does. That stuff looks like it hurts.
It does. And poor Angela.
She was cracking me up this week. Like,
she really
she started
was.
Off by saying, she was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I know I'm going to do so well in this competition. I can't wait to do it. And then she falls off right away.
She does. It was so funny, too.
Oh my gosh. She's too much. But
she is.
That competition,
but she's becoming more likable, though.
She is becoming a little bit more likable. I think it's just because they're not giving her as much attention, so we don't see her all the time.
True. Good point.
So I think this competition one would be tough, and I probably would last until, like, the final couple people, but I don't know if I could have beat Tucker. I think he was set.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked that it ended up being Tucker, Cam, and Quinn in the final.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's, like, the three main athletes in the house.
Yeah.
So I wasn't shocked that it was them. But I was shocked that Cam didn't last longer than Quinn.
I think Cam is playing it like he's not a good competitor and all this other stuff. And watch, he's going to come and start winning all these competitions.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I feel like he's kind of doing, like, a Joseph. Like, I'm trying not to win stuff until I absolutely have to.
Yeah, because, I mean, he might be letting Tucker think that he's the one in charge, and, like, if he's smart and playing, like, a quiet game, but, I mean,
yeah.
Or he could just suck.
True. We're still on the debate. Is he playing a really smart game, or he's just playing really stupid?
Yeah, right. All right, so we got Tucker as HOH, which is, not a shocker. We kind of...
Not a shocker at all.
Quinn's upset, it is what it is. The next scene, like, before we get the nominations, I think we see Angela on the floor in the main living room crying about the freaking cheese board.
Oh, that was amazing. Only
hilarious.
Because
great TV.
I see myself being both sides of that. If that was my cheese board, all hell would have broke loose. If I was Brooklyn, I'm like, I'm eating the cheese board. Like, you can't have it. Like,
oh, period. Period.
So, like, I'm definitely both sides.
Oh, my God, this is so good.
Mm-hmm. And the way, like, they had it actually set up, like, with the meat all decorated and stuff, was like, y'all are going over the top just to rub this in her face.
Yeah, and they were, like, moaning and stuff. I was like, y'all are doing so much. That's hilarious.
Is that cheese board?
They're crying.
That was so funny how she was crying over it. She was like, the meat cheeses last good for at least 2 weeks.
She was actually absolutely right and had every reason to be. I would have been too.
I was surprised she didn't make a bigger thing of it, actually. Because I'm like, that was the one time she was in the right and she had the chance to actually make a big scene. And she didn't. She just went off and cried.
I was like, okay, maybe she's changing. Maybe she's, like, grown up a little bit. But we'll see. All right, so we come over to nominations. And so Tucker is, like, telling Quinn that basically he's going to put him up as pawn. His target is Brooklyn. So he ends up putting Cam, Brooklyn, and Quinn up. So
what did you think of this?
At this point, like, I really think that, I don't know, I don't know what Tucker is thinking at this point because he changes his mind so often.
So true.
But I do think it is smart to go for Brooklyn because I think that she is one that would flip easier than Quinn would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they can still get Quinn out. Like, I don't think that he's going to be a challenge to get out as long as he doesn't win HOH.
Yeah, I think it's smart to keep Quinn there just because he's a big target. And, like, so it kind of shields Tucker. But I love Brooklyn, so I was sad to see her up there. But at the same time, like, she didn't do a good job of recovering from last week's vote and exposing herself.
Well, see, I loved Brooklyn too. Like, she's our Texas girl. I love her for that. But
mm-hmm.
how she acted this week was very immature to me.
Oh, very immature. Very immature.
Yeah,
that was for sure.
Like, your mother, like, you shouldn't be. This isn't a good example. Like, you know, like that you're setting for your kids. Like, if that's what you're trying to
mm-hmm.
you know, portray on the show, you know. Which is, I'm not judging her at all, because I mean, maybe she just was in, you know, in the game and in a moment of lapse.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know.
But I totally agree with that.
Like that.
Because I felt like this week, she could have used this week to really suck up to Verbena and really prove that, hey, I'm so sorry. This is what I really thought. And mm-hmm. I don't think she would have went home. Or at least would not have been the main target. I think Verbena kind of would have been able to shield her a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just think, so speaking of which, so we get to the HOA game, it's hide and go veto, which is...
I was so happy that they brought this game back.
I know, I love this game. I hate that they destroy the house, because if I was living in the house, I would be on pins and needles if they were going to go through my stuff.
Mm-hmm. But, maybe it's because I don't want to have to clean up and not play. Like, I don't want to have to watch you guys play right. And then have to still go and clean up. That's the thing that I'd be pissed about.
Absolutely. And during this competition, like, okay, so Tucker, he mentions that he's, like, the youngest of three kids, and so was I.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I think, like, I thought it was funny where he hid that, his spot. That's exactly where I would have hit it.
Oh, my God, that's exactly what I was about to say. I would have hidden it there, or where their refrigerator is. It's, like...
a little slot between it?
Yes, I would put it there, because you would have to physically move the refrigerator in order to get it.
Literally.
So I would put it there, or like how he did it underneath the drawer.
Yeah, fridge or something, or under it.
Yes.
Where they would have to, yeah, move it. Yeah. Yeah, I thought he did really good at his.
I was actually shocked at how some of, like, the ones that were out in the open, no one saw.
But that's the thing, is people were probably, like, looking for the harder spots and then completely walked past the ones that were obvious. Like, the one in the bag, that was obvious.
Yeah, like, well, I also think, like, unless you were going there with Brooklyn's mindset, it would just throw stuff everywhere.
I wouldn't have done that. I think that's just
disrespectful. Because I was going to say, besides her, everyone else kept it pretty clean.
Yeah, she's the only one that threw stuff around.
Mm-hmm. She's the only one who threw the trash out. She's the only one who threw the clothes out.
And like Joseph said, it's like, really, do you have to throw the trash out? Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nasty.
Like, I get the whole defense of, like, making it harder for people to find your stuff. Like, flip over some beds. Take some blankets out. But you don't have to literally throw people's stuff on the
really
floor.
It doesn't really work that well.
Exactly.
Because you're pretty much telling them that your hiding spot is in there somewhere.
Exactly. I'm surprised no one hit anything in the restroom.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I would think that there was a lot of hiding spots, but when you kind of think about it, there's not.
Oh, yeah. Because it's also, like, they're there all day, so they're probably all of just looking at where they can hide stuff.
Yeah, so Tucker he ends up winning again.
Again. Right. It's just so funny, like, everyone's reaction. Everyone's just like, yeah, of course he won. Like,
they're all laughing.
Who else was going to do it? Yeah.
But, okay, so now we come down to the beat of where we're like, okay, is he really going to use it on Quinn? Or is he just saying that and just going to keep the nominations the same and then actually go after him? So he uses it on Quinn, along with a big old speech.
Which, the speech was crazy.
I was just like, Tucker, that was uncalled for. You didn't really need that.
Yeah, because I felt like it's just, what to me, his speech, it just exposed more of T-Core and Chemo. Because
but no one's even looking at them still.
Yeah, no one's looking at them yet, but I feel like it's going to get, everyone's going to realize, oh, these are the two people who are spilling the information.
Well, they still haven't figured that out. They still
because the only person who knows is just Chemo and Tucker. They're the two who actually started spilling the beans. I feel like it's gonna. I feel like Tucker's really fucking up Chemo's game, and it kind of makes me sad. I'm like, oh, Chemo, I need you to start being on the defense now.
I agree with that. Like, I think Chemo is gonna be the one that's gonna be the target if they ever start figuring that out or when they do,
mm-hmm.
but. T-Core has set herself up to make him kind of do all her dirty work. And like
she's playing a brilliant game.
She's looking very smooth and clean, kind of. She's going with the flow. So the current changes, she's like, okay, I have to figure out how to go with that current.
Mm-hmm.
And she's playing really smart. And she, like I said from the beginning, she was my favorite, and she's still my favorite.
Yeah, like, the way she... I love her confessionals and diary rooms. Like, everything is just so... The way she speaks is so, like, precise. Like, this is my decision. This is why I'm doing it. You can tell nothing is done out of emotion. It's like, I really thought about this and the repercussions of what every move I'm making.
Mm-hmm. She's playing the game. She's not playing the game. She's playing the game.
She's playing just as good as Tucker is, but she's just doing it not as in your face as he is.
Yeah. She's just doing it quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... the replacement nominee is Chelsea. We kind of figured
breaks my heart.
A Pentagon, you know?
Yeah.
And I really, so there, I was thinking, okay, there's a chance that maybe Chelsea could go home, but I knew that Target is Brooklyn at this point. Like, that's what Tucker keeps saying. And honestly, like, I thought they should have gotten Cam out.
That's what I was thinking too, because everyone was so focused on, like, okay, we're going to blindside Cam. If it's him and Chelsea, just so Tucker doesn't have a number. And I was like, well, why don't you still do that if it's Cam and Brooklyn? Because Tucker will still have a number if he stays.
Brooklyn's going to come in and she's going to have to work with somebody.
Exactly. And the thing is, she's going to come in and she's going to be against him. So that's where all his focus is going to be on. And so that still allows Rabina and them to kind of like stay where they are right now and have more control.
Yeah, I thought it was also weird. Why did, so Chelsea ends up winning the AI arena, so, she comes off the block, which is fine. I'm glad that she did, because I think that, I'm kind of glad that she's staying. I like her.
Oh, yeah.
The game. But why did she vote for Cam to leave?
Well, because she's very Team Brooklyn. And I think she realized that Cam has a better chance of going up again, like going to Team Tucker than Brooklyn would be. And also, like, Brooklyn said, like, she's now public enemy number one, so might as well keep that target here just to shield me some more.
Yeah, but then again, it's kind of like she may come in and cause too much drama and stir up some people's plans, and they just didn't want that to happen.
Oh, yeah, which is very true. Because also, she's not winning any comps, too. So, like, if I'm going to sacrifice...
Like, if she was a comp beast, yeah.
Yeah, like, if I'm going to sacrifice my game to save you, I'm going to need to know that there's a possibility that you can do it for me too.
Right.
And if you're not winning any comps, maybe like, yeah.
You haven't won anything, girl.
Like nothing. Which is, I have to say, it's nothing more satisfying when people like talk a big game in the diary room, like, I'm going to come back. I'm going to win this competition. I'm going to win this. And it's like, girl, you have not won nothing this whole season.
Nothing.
Not even in top three.
Yeah, I mean, I love Tucker. I love that he's winning all the comps, but I am kind of ready for somebody else to win. And I know
I was just thinking, just because I want to switch it up to see, like, I want to see where Jacob's head is at. Like, I really want to see someone like him getting power just so, like, to see what really happens. Yeah, Joseph. I don't know why I said Jacob. But, yeah, Joseph.
Yeah, I agree. I think that he's not going to until probably at least one more week. Then he might try to win a competition, I think.
Yeah, because I think him winning would definitely switch it up.
Yeah, I think he wants to make it to at least jury before he starts making moves.
True. That would be my goal, try to make it to the jury.
Which, speaking of, jury would be this next person voted out, right?
I think so, yeah, because it's only... the jury is the last, like, seven people, I think.
Six or seven, yeah, it just depends. Sometimes it is six.
But. Yeah, so we should be getting really close to the jury. Either not next week or the week after that should be, like, everyone should be starting to think of their jury selection.
Yeah.
Like, who they want on there.
And so, spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't already, or isn't keeping up with, who's won HOH or whatever, but T-Core wins this week, girl!
Yay!
I was so excited!
I was too.
I had to, like, watch this week. I don't know why, because I just wanted to see who won. This is an important HOH. Like, whoever won this one could kind of, like, set the tone.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she won, and I think that she's going to nominate probably the Pentagon-type people, but I think they already have made nominations already this week, but...
It's going to be interesting to see who she picks, because she is such a smart player, and she goes for... I can see her going after the Pentagon and... them, but I can also see her being like, okay, Tucker, you're on my backdoor plan just in case.
Well, yeah, the fact that I think he gets put up as a nomination, but, like, it would be smart for her not to put him up right away and, like, then put him as a replacement, because then he only has one competition and not two chances.
Exactly.
That happens. I think he gets put up as a original nom. So he has, like, two chances this time to win, which he's going to win one of them. Like,
oh, for sure. That's the thing. Like, he's going to win one of them.
Yeah, so eventually they're going to get rid of that, hopefully. So they might have a chance at that point. Who knows?
True.
There's one other thing I wanted to talk about. Like, did you hear, like, how Leah is being accused of all this racist stuff, like, four times now?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so apparently she's been accused of, like, getting, there's been, well, I don't know if it's Leah. That's who everybody who suspects it is, because she's already been warned a couple times, but... apparently, T-Core is saying, like, how there's somebody saying derogatory remarks towards different races and blah, blah, blah. Which, if it is Leah, and it's already been four times, why hasn't she been disqualified?
Which is crazy, yeah, because I feel like after you get one warning, that should be it.
Well, but, just like last season.
Oh, yeah, there was that one guy who was there for, like, 2 days, and...
And he was singing a song, and he said a derogatory word, which, I mean, if that's the agreement you make going into it, you should be disqualified.
Exactly. Period. It's like, we should hold the same standard for every season.
Absolutely, and to everybody. And it's just weird, so if that's the case, hopefully they figure that out, because the feeds were down and everything, so.
Oh, which, that would also be, because if they do remove her from the game, it would also shake it up some, because that would mean the... probably wouldn't be a double elimination, or maybe T-Core wouldn't have an elimination, an eviction.
Yeah, maybe they're doing a double elimination this week because of the 2-hour episode. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Ugh. Double eliminations always stress me out so much.
I love them so much.
I know, because the only sad thing about it is, like, there's, if you're on that second nomination, like, you're pretty much, your chances of, like, you're almost going to go home if you're the target. Because there's really no way for you to strategize.
Like, you have to win the veto.
Yeah, like, you have to win. If you don't, then if you're the target, you're going home.
Pretty much, yeah, because there's no time to strategize. All right, well, I guess we'll see what happens this week. I think that it's going to be an interesting week because T-Core is up there, and, you know, we have a little bit of a switch up. You know, some quiet people.
I'm excited for it. Just, like, let's bring out to the quiet people. Let's get some voices up there. Let's make Tucker really sweat. Like, let's really bring out the competition. I'm excited.
I need to sweat, like, a little bit. I want someone to just, like, kind of ruffle his feathers. I want him to maybe lose the veto and then have to win the AI or something like that.
Yeah, because, like, I want to see him score him a little bit, because I know it's just going to make him even better. Because, like, I know he's going to get out of it no matter what, because he is very strategic and he's a smooth talker, but I just want to see him do it.
Yeah, I agree. I want to see his, like, gameplay, not just, you know, the competition win.
Yeah, like, I want to see his social side. Like, let's see him really, like, manipulate and move some people to bring them over to his side.
Oh, we'll see. We're in for a week. And we have Survivor coming up soon, too, girl.
Oh, my God, Survivor. I cannot wait. They haven't released the cast yet, but these little snippets, everyone looks pretty stacked. They look like they have, like, a stacked season.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's going on, because I think there's going to be, like, a theme or something.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a kind of a, like, they're kind of switching things up like they did on 41.
Well, yeah, like, it seems like it's a whole new game is what they're trying to do.
Yeah, so which I'm always glad I'm not the person on the season when it's, like, the first season of the new game, because the way I would cuss Jeff out if I got on that beach, and he was like, hey, so guess what? We're playing this totally different now.
I'd be like, oh, my God, I've been prepared for 40.
Right? Like, I've been prepared for one thing this whole time, and now you're going to get me here and tell me, oh, we're not playing that game no more.
But you know what? I would still be in it to win.
But I'd still be in it. I'm like, I'm playing even harder now. I'm like, Jeff, I'm not smiling at all this whole season. I'm already stressed.
All right, well, it was good talking to you. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And
see
y'all soon.
Yes, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for coming for another episode of Surviving the Big Race.